Leading the news, having secured a deal with China, the federal government is now setting its sights on a free trade deal with India. A short time ago, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid a wreath at the Australian War Memorial. Mr. Modi will also address a joint sitting of federal parliament later this morning.
We actually reached an understanding with Prime Minister Modi when Tony Abbott and myself went there a few weeks ago, and in the private conversations agreed that we'd seek to conclude something within 12 months.
An investigation's underway after police shot and killed a man north of Brisbane last night. Two police officers went to a house in Redcliffe to investigate a number of hoax 000 calls. Police say the man was shot when he confronted the officers with a knife. The Communications Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, has confirmed the ABC's budget will be cut by around 5%, seeing $50 million stripped out of its annual budget. Sources have told the ABC's Media Watch program the cuts will see state-based 7:30 editions axed, Late Line pared back, TV production in South Australia shut down, and $6 million sliced off radio budgets. South Australia is leading the nation in renewable energy investment. A new Climate Council report has given a state-by-state breakdown. More than a third of South Australia's electricity comes from renewables, but New South Wales and Victoria are going backwards.